This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, January 5th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. Barack Obama may attempt to channel Ronald Reagan now that the U.S. House is no longer under the control of Democrats. Is that likely? Is it even possible? John Samples, director of the Cato Institute Center for Representative Government and author of the book The Struggle to Limit Government, offers his thoughts. One of the narratives floating around is the idea that President Obama, now after receiving his shellacking in the midterm elections, should do his best to channel Ronald Reagan. And what jumped immediately to my mind in reading that was the 1986 tax reform. You give essentially everybody a talking point that they can take home to their constituents, but fundamentally, you reduce the power of the government to control people through the tax code. Mm. You also, on average, are lowering tax rates. You know, arguing a little bit back and forth, probably that's a net positive for liberty. And maybe Obama could be on the Democratic side saying, look, we need to keep these fat cats from exploiting these tax loopholes.
Yeah, I think certainly from Cato's point of view, the 1986 tax cut was really good in the sense that while it didn't lower taxes, it did lower rates, and it also lowered essentially the amount of control the government had, Congress had, over the economy primarily. And it makes sense for Obama right now in a couple of ways. One is he needs to show or to do things that have some bipartisan basis. Certainly the 86 tax reform was very bipartisan, with Reagan being part of the leadership, but he attracted a lot of Democrats to it, or it wouldn't have happened. And also, it would show that Obama can govern, that he's relevant. It came – the 85-86 tax reform came at a time when Reagan's presidency looks like it was starting to slip away into the nothingness. And so it sort of showed that he was relevant and he could achieve something big. And Obama needs that now too. The problems, I think, however, in the comparison are also pretty big, in that I'm not at all certain that that President Obama particularly is interested in reducing the amount of government control through the tax code. I'm not sure that he can – he has not yet shown really that he can come up with bipartisan outcomes. His biggest achievement, I think, in his own mind was the health care law, and that was, you know, intensely partisan. Reagan, from the beginning, had to be bipartisan because he didn't have a Republican Congress. He had to find 40 votes for his tax cuts and his spending cuts in 81. He had to find a lot of Democratic votes in 1986. So it's very much the case that I think the jury's still out on whether Obama can govern in that way and can govern in a bipartisan way. But it's possible that if he could do that, that he could come up with something that would be acceptable and on the whole an improvement.
Trying to extend that comparison between Obama and President Reagan, both had big pieces of legislation right off the bat. Both did their best to coordinate their fiscal policy with monetary policy. And right now we're at the point where I think President Obama had expected the economy to have picked up by now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you compare President Obama and President Reagan in other ways and get the comparisons right, I think it really is not very good for President Obama. By August of his first year, Reagan had passed his most important or in many ways his most important achievement, the tax rate cuts and the spending cuts. Obama's signature achievement came really only after about a year and a half, and he barely got it through, and it turned out to be horribly unpopular, really.
And he had partisan majorities in both
houses. He had, you know, strong majorities, and he had what in a partisan sense could be considered a veto, filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. The other thing I would say is you have to look at the direct comparison is Reagan 82 to Obama 2010. Reagan lost 26 seats in the House at the bottom of what at the time was the worst recession since the Great Depression. that was a pretty – no one knew it, I think, at the time. But it was a pretty big achievement because the models told us that he should have lost twice as many seats. Now, those same economic models said that Obama was supposed to lose 45 seats in the House in 2010. He ended up losing 63. So the political capacity, I think, of President Obama in comparison to President Reagan, looking at the first 2 years, is really an open question. It's being generous, I think, to say that the jury is still out because it looks like President Obama, who after all did have a growing economy, although one that which unemployment was slowly coming down, but it was an expanding economy. And yet he had really one of the worst House elections in the recent history of the United States, for sure. That by recent, I mean the last century or more. So I am not sure that we have, despite appearances to the contrary in 2008, because President Obama is a very good speaker, I'm not sure that we have the complete package here in the sense that, like a Reagan or a Franklin Roosevelt, a president who has that ability to govern in the same way as well as make a good speech. And we will see, but President Obama has a tough row to hoe, in part because of the distrust that he's on the other side, the dislike on the other side and of him. And I would say also because it just doesn't look like the economy and his policies are going to get all that much better.
One of the claims that I heard in the run-up to the November election was pretty much Obama's only hope for re-election was, in fact, losing the House, significant Republican pickups, having to move to the center, a more Clintonian path. What are we waiting on to find out whether or not that's the case?
Clinton didn't become Clintonian for about 6 months or so. And thereafter, he was able to maneuver himself and essentially pick up one aspect of his whole candidacy, which was a sort of moderation of the Democratic Party. So I'm thinking that for a while we won't know from Obama. The sense is that he's different ideologically than and much more committed liberal than Clinton was. But he's going, you know, there'll be some crucial questions about whether he's willing to come forth. You've seen some things that sort of suggest and a rhetorical change. And then the question becomes, is it just rhetorical or not? One thing that was a rhetorical change was this sort of praise of Steve Jobs at Apple and saying that, you know, it's a great thing. I think we need to have more people. It's good if more people become rich the way Steve Jobs has by founding companies and running them and so on. And that is a rhetorical change because President Obama throughout his campaign was pretty antagonistic to business and business leaders. But that's just talk at this point. Whether we'll see real moderation is an open question, I think.
John Samples is author of The Struggle to Limit Government. He is director of the Cato Institute Center for Representative Government. You can read more at cato.org.